Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us here at WFHR, locally grown radio. It is 8:04 on the clock. You got your host, James J. I'm joined by Seth and Melissa. And right now, joining us on the phone, our good friends of the Weather Eye Weather Center, Mr. Paul Trombley. Good morning, sir.
Yeah, good morning to you guys.
How are you doing today, Paul?
Pretty good. Got my turkey stew on already. I'm ready to go.
Right on. Very good to hear. Got some fun plans for tomorrow?
I have to work part of the day, but then I'll be heading over. The in-laws are hosting this year, so I don't have to do much work. So
good,
nice.
Right on. Good luck with that, and we appreciate you working tomorrow, Paul, and everything. Thanks a lot, man.
The weather never stops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking
exactly.
Of, what is it going to look like today in going into tomorrow, Paul?
Yeah, you know, still looks really smooth for travel for the holiday and into the weekend beyond it as well here. Still on the sunny skies here for us throughout your day today here. Highs about 43 as southeast winds stay at 5 to 10. Partly cloudy, 29 tonight. Clouds filtering in overnight more so, and then leading us into a cloudy sky on Thanksgiving. A couple of light showers, some sprinkles possible as we get more to the afternoon. Nothing more than that. About 42 tomorrow. And then some lingering clouds Thanksgiving night, 26. And then Friday, upper 30s, getting back into some sunshine. And then a mild start to the weekend after a low of 25 Friday night. 46 with some sun Saturday, upper 20s Saturday night. More clouds Sunday, some upper 30s. And then high still upper 30s, around 40. First 3 days and next week looking ahead. So not a bad outlook here for that holiday period that we're upon now. So, Yeah.
Not bad at all. Thank you for that, Paul. Yeah. Wish you and yours a great Thanksgiving. Say hi to the whole staff over there at the Weather Eye for us, and you guys have a great turkey day.
I will, and yeah, you guys too. We definitely enjoy the relationship we have with you guys.
It's so good to to be back, having this back, doing this again, Paul. Mm-hmm. It really is. We appreciate you guys.
Absolutely.
You have a great day.
Hey, thanks, you guys too.
Best in the business right there, our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Appreciate mm-hmm. them very much. We are, of course, going to get into some fun topics and then Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up after this segment. And a little later, we'll have our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday from our friends at Quality Plus Printing. Mm-hmm. Just rewinding for a second here, last night we had Oshkosh West and Lincoln girls facing off.
That's right.
Oshkosh West 55, Lincoln 30, just to catch everybody up there.
All right.
And then the sports schedule, I apologize, everybody. I got a little mixed up there. My dyslexia kind of kicked in. For today at 12:30, Wisconsin men's basketball versus Dayton, part of the Battle for Atlantis tournament. This is the first game of the tournament for Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
And then a little bit later at 4:30 on WRIRI, home of Marquette basketball, you're going to be able to catch Marquette versus Georgia Tech, part of the Rocket Mortgage tournament.
Yep.
That is going to be a good game. That mm-hmm. should be a good one. I know a handful of people that are going to be tuned into that one. Let you know tomorrow, if Wisconsin wins today, they will move on and they will be playing tomorrow
yep.
at 9 a.m. If they win, they'll be playing at 2 if they lose.
Yes.
As, again, part of the Battle for Atlantis tournament.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you again on Thursday at 6:05, Jim Leonard Show. Join us when the Wisconsin Badgers head football coach joins these airwaves.
Mm-hmm.
So diving into another Thanksgiving topic, and we got a couple of them here, but the big headline for me is this top question. What time are you eating tomorrow? And what's the right time for Thanksgiving to start? 40,000 people voted online.
Wow.
And most popular answer is between 3 and 4:30.
Mm-hmm.
About a third of us think Thanksgiving dinner should start later than that, and 23% said earlier. And we have a few more Thanksgiving questions, but let's stay on that one for a second.
Sure.
Melissa, do you have an answer on that one?
Think we're going early, like noon or 1.
Okay.
Is that when you're going, or is that when you'd like to go?
Well, that's when we'd like to eat.
Yeah, okay.
So, I mean, that's what we're shooting for. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
I don't know. Seth, how about
you? Because I think we're smoking the turkey,
ooh.
So I don't know how long that will take.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
We have to discuss tonight.
You've distracted Seth and
yeah.
I.
Yeah. Smoked turkey is good.
Oh, that's so good. Oh, that is good, yeah.
For me, I think, I think my sweet spot is like between 1 and 2 or 2.
Okay.
I like it to be a little bit earlier in the day because then you can eat more later. No.
Yeah.
Yep, nice. You can have your first round of leftovers, right, as a snack.
That's a good way to think of that. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's good.
But I like, getting it done and then getting everything cleaned up after that.
Yeah.
Then you can, chat and sit around and have some fun or whatever. So, yeah, that's where I like to do it.
We would eat whenever Papa and Nana decided, and really, this was the one of the few days of the year where Papa kind of, like my grandpa, mm-hmm. would decide, hey, we're eating before football. or we're eating after football. Or you know what, Ann, my Nana's mm-hmm. name, if you could have it set up for halftime of the first game. Like, we were so like to the mercy of the NFL world when it comes to that, a lot of that. Honestly, it was one of those things, from what I remember growing up, it was when a relative's going to show up. And it was usually an hour or two after that. Mm. We never really had a set time, but I would say it's between 1 and 3. Okay. I feel pretty confident that it was always between 1 and 3. Mm-hmm. I think even to this day, my not just my Nana, but my mom and my sister and brother, when they have their Thanksgivings mm-hmm. and all of that, I think everybody just kind of has that set time.
Yeah.
I never thought about some of the stuff that you said there, Seth, about not the eating part. That's funny, though. the getting mm-hmm. things done and, you know, Thanksgiving is about a lot of things, but we all understand that the meal is the headline, kind of the big,
it's the centerpiece. Yeah,
yeah. You get that done, and you get the chance to kind of sit back and just be with family. And,
yeah, right.
And hang out and everything, and let the tryptophan kick in and all that. And, I like that. I hadn't thought of that before, but I do like that.
Well, and a lot of it does revolve, as you said, James, around travel time. Like,
that too. Yeah.
Is everybody going to arrive?
Yep.
Well, tomorrow, see, we don't have any huge plans or anything, but going to be spending it with my mom and dad, and my oldest, Bria, is going to be coming by for a while. We're nice. Very excited about this. I'm actually nervous about it. That's how excited I am about it. But for that, we're starting things a little early, because she's going to be by early, because she's got plans later in the afternoon and all that, in the day. So, we're moving things around with that. Yeah, what mm-hmm. you're saying there, Melissa. So that's kind of a similar thing.
Yep, that's part of it. Yep, for sure.
Some more questions. Is turkey your favorite Thanksgiving food? Only 18% said it is. Also, 55% of people prefer white meat, while 45% prefer dark.
Wow.
So here's the thing with turkey, though.
Okay.
If it's not done right, it's disgusting. If it's dry and you have to chew it forever. I know you like to chew on things, James, but mm-hmm. even dry turkey is not good.
Nope. No, I agree with you on this one. Yes.
It becomes turkey jerky. Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
No matter how much gravy you add, no.
I don't want to make it sound like turkey is easy or anything either, because I can understand how it can get miscooked and everything. Mm-hmm. But it is one of those ones that frustrates you if it's not cooked right. Especially because you don't eat it that often, or for those of us that don't eat it that often, I should say.
I find it fascinating that it's only 16%?
Yeah.
That's really low.
18%.
How come more people don't do something different then? I know, it must be tradition.
Yeah, yeah.
It must be, oh, we're supposed to have a turkey. Why? I mean, seriously, if that's not what you want, why don't you try something else?
I couldn't agree more. Have fun with it. Yeah. Yeah, my Nana took this one by the bull by the horns on this one.
Yeah,
I don't know. We're having. What kind of noodles do you want, Jimmy? Mustard choli? Okay, that's what we're having. Is stuffing better when it's cooked inside the turkey? Just 16% said yes, 52% said no, 18% like both, and 14% have never had it that way.
I think we've passed the day.
Yeah, it's add the complication level when you put mm-hmm. the stuffing inside the turkey, because it changes the time for the turkey to be
it
done.
Does, yep.
It puts all of that into question. And then the stuffing comes out mushy.
Not fluffy?
Mushier than, stuffing, yes, it is bread that's dampened with things, so it's going to be mushy.
A little mushy, yeah.
Right, but it's not encased in something.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I'd never could think of. Although I agree with you, the texture is probably mushy, closer to mushy.
Mushier,
than anything.
Yeah.
I don't think of stuffing as mushy. And if you tell me it's going to be, I've probably had it like this and not known. Mm-hmm. But if you're telling me that it's going to be even more mushy, no.
You're better off putting other things inside the bird, like cut up onions and garlic and herbs.
For flavoring, for the turkey,
right.
Yes.
And a little bit of moisture, pats of butter and that kind of mm-hmm. stuff.
It feels more like about presentation than it is about the food.
I think you're right. Well, and seriously, did anyone do that? Did any of your families do that?
I don't remember any.
My family never did that.
My mom did it a couple times.
Okay.
And I think my Grandma Ruth used to do it that way.
Old school.
I'd try it. I would definitely. I'm not going to turn it down. I like stuffing, so I'd try it. Should mashed potatoes be completely smooth or have a few lumps? The winner is lumps with 62% of the vote.
Really?
Hey, wow. I'm disqualified from this question.
Yes, you know,
I am not allowed to answer.
No, actually, I gotta throw something out there for James here. What James needs is my brother-in-law David's potatoes, which have, I believe, three different kinds of cheese in them.
Ooh.
And they are amazing. Oh, my gosh. Mm. They're the most amazing mashed potatoes you've ever had. There's some sour cream in there. Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. Delicious.
I would try that. I'd try that.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, those are the kind of potatoes I can't eat.
Yeah. No, you couldn't. Unfortunately, Melissa, you could not. But I'm telling you, man, those are good.
Do you have
adding additions to that with potatoes do make them better. But I also like the lumps. Like not
lumpy potatoes?
Okay. Not excessively lumpy, but a few in there is okay.
Is there a way, or is that something you can do as you're preparing it? You can make it lumpy or
smooth?
Yeah, you
just don't whip them too much.
Exactly, yeah. Okay. It's all about whipping.
It's all about mashing.
Yeah.
If you use an electric beater, you are more likely to get very, very smooth potatoes
ones,
and adding more milk, you know?
Yeah.
Or if you want completely smooth potatoes, make instant.
That's true.
Okay. That's what my dad used to do.
Yep.
Not for, you know, texture reasons, just because it's easy.
It's easier. Just add water and butter. Yeah, you're good.
Yep.
Do you like gravy smooth or with stuff like mushrooms and onions mixed in? 86% said smooth. Also, 19% say they'll put gravy on pretty much everything.
Yep.
It's I know a few people like that.
Thanksgiving.
I don't mind having some. I wouldn't mind having bits of mushroom in there. I think that would make it even better. But then I like putting mushrooms in just about everything.
Yeah. I'm just thinking, I don't know. I don't know that I've ever had anything in it at Thanksgiving.
I don't think I have either.
I'd probably try it.
Yeah.
But I usually, I don't know. When I think of gravy for Thanksgiving, it's
you like just the smooth
turkey drippings and that kind of stuff. I don't want any lumps in there.
I have to say this part, though, because I don't, I'm disqualified from this question, really. But I will say that my whole life I've heard so many people say that marinara sauce is gravy.
What?
It is sauce. It is not gravy.
That
is
not
sauce.
A gravy. Very different.
It is sauce.
You are correct, James. This time.
I'm going to write that down. I got that right.
You got it right.
Does ham belong on the table at Thanksgiving? Pretty even split. 51% said yes. 49% said no.
Sure, if that's what you want.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Yeah.
Have a ham.
Why not?
Yeah.
I guess I always think of ham as Christmas food.
Either Christmas,
or Easter.
Or Easter type
or
thing.
Or Easter, that's it. Yeah, Easter too. Yeah, Easter more so. Is green bean casserole actually good?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
61% said yes. 39% think it's gross. I don't know.
Really? That many people, huh? I'm surprised.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I'm
making think it's
mine
delicious.
From scratch this year because I can't, you know, I can't get a cream of soup that doesn't have
that
hair.
Doesn't, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
So
right.
I'll make my own cream of soup and construct my own. And I'm going to top it with both tater tots and crispy onions.
Whoa, really?
Right? Yeah.
Wow. Wait a minute. You know, I never thought of tater tots on top. You know what?
Oh, that's how my mom always made it.
Really? Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm thinking now.
It's
oh,
so
we got to try something here. It's almost like tater tot hot dish then. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Shocking to nobody. I will not be eating that. I will not be.
Of course not.
I imagine.
Well, good thing you're not invited.
Well, I bet you it turned out great, though, Mel. I'm sure it did.
Well, I'll let you know after tomorrow.
Right on. Should you serve a salad to start? 71% said no, stop messing around. And 29% would enjoy a salad first. Now, I think that this is a good option for people like me that don't eat as much as some of these other things. But, you know, getting something in your gut early on isn't bad. I think that the idea is, go into Thanksgiving hungry. Maybe a little hungry. Don't be hangry, though.
Don't get all too hungry.
Yeah, don't go starving yourself or anything like that.
Well, no, because then you'll gobble it so fast you won't get to taste anything.
That's right.
And, I don't think you want to have any edge to you going into a holiday.
No, you shouldn't.
And to Melissa's point earlier about the turkey, there's no guarantee that the turkey is going to be exactly how you like it. And if that's all you got to eat and you have nothing else. I mean,
you're going to be stuck. Yeah. I have one thing to say, and I think the salads that they're talking about here is like leafy green salads. Now, salads are not just lettuce.
Yeah. Nope.
Where I'm from, very, very, not just Thanksgiving, any family meal, there would be a Jell-O salad.
Oh, yeah.
This is a big thing in northern Minnesota.
Yes.
And it's usually something with fruit in it, you know.
Marshmallows.
Sometimes with marshmallows. Yep, marshmallows. And this, I know a lot of people will look at me weird, but one of my favorites was always the lime Jell-O with carrot shavings in it.
Huh.
Oh.
I always thought that was really good. And that's one that you would find at every potluck.
Yep.
At our church. Growing up, you'd see that's the lime Jell-O with the carrot shavings in it.
I'm just picturing Seth with a spoonful of lime Jell-O with these weird, because they don't look orange in the
green. Lime, no, they don't.
No, in the green there, I'm sure. And this is really good.
It is.
When, on the hockey team my dad played on, he had a bunch of Minnesotans and Canadians on there, and we had them over for, I want to say, like, not that on Thanksgiving, but like that weekend or that day or something. And this is when I first learned about Minnesotans and the casseroles and all this.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
They brought over, I mean, these were just a couple of guys, and even they made a casserole and brought it
over. They sure did.
Oh, that's awesome.
They talked for a good hour about this with us. My parents and them. I was just a little kid.
You.
Yeah.
The amount of cream of mushroom soup that goes down in Minnesota in the holidays is a lot.
Yes, indeed.
Is sweet potato casserole better with marshmallows on top? The majority say yes, but just barely. 51% said yes. Or say marshmallows. 49% say skip them.
I say no. I don't think you need them.
You don't need them because sweet potatoes are sweet. But my grandma Ruth always added, like, she'd make this pecan crisp that she'd put on top of it. Like, she'd make crushed pecans with, I want to say, Rice Krispies.
Really?
And maple syrup and butter. Whoa. And she would put that over the top of the sweet potatoes. And it's so good.
I was going to say that. I've never heard of that before, but that does sound pretty good.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like the greatest potatoes I've ever heard.
Yeah, exactly.
That sounds like I would dive into that even.
They have maple syrup, James. Maple syrup.
Definitely. I'm all in on that. Seth, you actually just set me up perfectly.
Oh, good, good.
I do have to send a quick shout out and everything. You know, you're in radio for a lot of things. You're in radio for the people. If you like the medium, just the love, simple love of radio.
Yep.
Not a lot, ton of perks. Every once in a while, though, every once in a while, you get some. And I want to send a big shout out to the newest Alice in Dairyland, Taylor Schaefer. She stopped by our studios yesterday and hung out with us for Morning Magazine. She's an amazing young human being.
Mm-hmm.
And she brought me maple syrup. Not just maple syrup, gang, but maple syrup made right here in Wisconsin. A bunch of multiple farms come together and make this maple syrup. And I have to say, my folks and I had dinner together yesterday. We had breakfast dinner because we wanted to try this maple syrup. And I am prepared to say I think it may be my favorite maple syrup.
Wow.
That's...
And I'm telling you, this was not like a little sample size that she brought. This was a jug of maple syrup.
I encourage people to support local, buy local, go to Something Special from Wisconsin section, go to somethingspecialwy.com, and always look for that little red label of things made here in Wisconsin.
That's right.
And you will not be disappointed.
No, you won't.
It's important to buy, support local, our farm industry, all of these things. It also tastes amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah, this is not a sacrifice that you're making. It's good stuff.
And more of those dollars stay in our Wisconsin economy.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Here's the big one, and this one I'm going to just sit back a little bit and let my partner over here talk more bit about this one. Apple pie or pumpkin pie? You can only have one. You have to decide one or the other. 67% of people said pumpkin. Seth, what about yourself? What do you go on this one?
With Thanksgiving, you got to do the pumpkin. I'm sorry.
Yeah? Okay.
For me, apples are, I mean, that's another fall thing, but apple pie is anytime kind of thing. But specifically for Thanksgiving, you need the pumpkin pie.
Gotcha.
It's not my favorite pie, but it goes with everything. And then you really.
Nice.
For whatever reason, it tastes better after the big meal. I don't know why, but. That's it for me. So
gotcha, and that's coming from the head of the pie council.
Yeah, that's right. So this is serious business.
The rest of the day, I'm going to be having the music from Fiddler on the Roof stuck in my head now, Melissa.
You're welcome.
This is something like probably the oldest play we've gotten had in our family, of course, for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
And that any time in life, like even if it, just saying the word tradition sometimes gets that popped in my head, and the rest of the morning, tradition. Yeah.
Going through your brain.
If I were a rich man. It's all going to be played. The hits, all of them are going to be in there right now.
Sunrise, sunset.
Yep. This is all my mother's fault. This is me as a little kid, 10 years old, going to my mother. And you know, she knows by this point I want to be an actor. And I'm not going to let go of this dream and everything. And my dad telling me, Jimmy, I'd like you to play a mobster someday and this kind of stuff and everything. And my mom, and she's, Jimmy, I love you. Whatever you do, you can play any role you want. Now, if you really could do some, maybe Tevye from Fiddler on the Roof, just the most iconic Jewish character in literature, like in theater history, yeah. Who also happens to weigh like 250, 300 yeah. pounds and can sing.
You're not exactly the Topol type,
nah,
so you know.
Nah, and thank you for mentioning Topol, one yeah. of the greatest actors of all time.
Exactly.
No, yeah, that's no big shoes to fill, Mom. Thanks. If you can't tell, haven't let that go. Melissa, how about you? Apple pie or pumpkin pie?
Well, I usually don't eat pumpkin pie because there's typically evaporated milk in it
mm-hmm.
when they make it.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
But honestly, I wouldn't choose apple pie either. If I have other options, I would probably go with blueberry or cherry.
Very good options.
But if I have to choose between pumpkin or apple, if I could eat the pumpkin, I would pick that.
Okay.
Gotcha.
So
gotcha.
My plan this year is I picked up some puff pastry, and I'm going to make an apple dish with the puff pastry and layers with apples from my boyfriend's dad's apple tree.
Nice.
That they picked for me this year. And then I'm going to also probably make that sweet potato dish with the pecans and the maple syrup because I talked about it now and it sounds really good. And I'm not planning to make a pumpkin pie, and that's almost as good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's so close to pumpkin pie.
That does sound really good. It does.
It does. Melissa, a friend of ours has a really great pumpkin pie recipe that she makes all the time for us. And I believe it's just with apricot jelly.
Mm.
Is how they make it. There's no dairy or anything. I'm not sure if she uses evaporated milk in it. I don't think so. Hmm. It's a very simple recipe, but man, my kids love it. Mm. They love this. Is their favorite pumpkin pie. So it's good stuff.
Sounds good. Man.
Yeah.
We have one more, and then we'll get to Melissa's news, and then we'll come back and get into Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club.
Mm-hmm.
Is it okay to play Christmas music on Thanksgiving? 52% said yes, but there are rules. 29% are fine with it in general. 14% said yes, but only after dinner. And 9% said go for it, but only after everyone leaves.
Only after everyone leaves.
So that's how you get rid of your guests. Start playing yep. Christmas yep. music. They'll yep. leave. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That is the, yep, you can't. You don't got to go home, but you can't stay here
yeah,
music.
Right.
If you don't like Christmas music.
I don't hate Christmas music. I don't dislike it.
Uh-huh.
But I do like to give these holidays their day.
Yeah.
I mean, can't we just give Thanksgiving its day? I mean, you know, all you got to do, we all know that the Friday after Thanksgiving is when the Christmas music really kicks in.
Oh, yes, just, very much
you know,
so.
You don't even have to wait 24 hours. Just,
no.
You know. To be fair, though, there isn't a whole ton of Thanksgiving music.
I was just going to say that. It's one of those things where what else are you going to play?
I mean, yeah, yeah.
Come on, artists out there. Get some Thanksgiving music going. Yep. Come on.
This yeah. actually falls on the art community.
Yeah. Yeah,
this falls on them. You got to get to work, everybody. Get some Thanksgiving music out there.
I was actually looking for some yesterday, and what I came across is like vintage like Bing Crosby and
yeah.
that kind of music. They've got some Thanksgiving compilations on YouTube that
oh.
are just like vintage
well,
jazz
that's
music,
cool.
basically.
Yeah, Vincent DiGaldi, the king of the music when it comes to all the Peanuts specials
yep.
and everything. Mm-hmm. His music from the Thanksgiving special, I think, is some I think of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And for God help me, even though it does not fit, Adam Sandler doing Sloppy Joe. for some reason, it does, there's no tie-in other than it's food. And I just love imagining Chris Farley and the Sloppy Joe girl, and the lady, the lunch lady costume and everything. God, I'm going to have to watch that sketch.
That would be one to put together, though. All songs that talk about food.
Yeah.
There you go.
Thanksgiving compilation.
That's a good one. We'll take a break right here. We're going to get to Melissa's news, and then we'll come back into Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. And a little after that, we're going to have our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday from our friends at Quality Plus Printing. All that coming up right here on Mornings at WFHR. It's time for Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club, and we encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week, and 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. You get there. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR.
Mm-hmm.
Let us dive right into our local birthdays, and we have three qualifiers here, so Seth, I need you to give me a 1 through 3.
All right, let's do 1 today.
All right, gives us our qualifier. So we can go right into the celebrating. And first up, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Wes Black.
Happy birthday, Wes.
Happy birthday.
Enjoy your day, Wes. Hope it's a good one. Also, happy birthday to Amy Schultz.
Ooh, happy birthday, Amy.
Happy birthday, Amy.
Enjoy, Amy. Hope it's a good one for you. And our qualifier today, Alan Ross.
Aw, congratulations, Alan.
And happy birthday to you.
Yeah, Al is a great guy. Mm-hmm. Al is, when I talk about community theater and, you know, anybody should try it, anybody should get involved in it and everything, you never know what can happen. One of the very first things that pops in my head is Al. Mm-hmm. We were in Rainmaker together back in the day, and Al had not done theater. He was, I believe he had either retired or just started to retire from the mill. Mm-hmm. And so he had a little more free time, and it was something, you know, I think his wife encouraged him to try, just give it a shot.
Mm-hmm.
And took this part where he's playing a cowboy with me and everything, and worked real closely with Al, and he worked so hard to get everything down and to do this. He treated it just like I imagine he was at the mill and everything. He treated it like it was a job and really enjoyed himself. And I leave town, and I you know, keep an eye on things and stuff, and I come back for a holiday or whatever, and I see this release that Al is doing a one-man show.
Wow.
Yeah, and one of the better one-man shows, from everything I heard and everything everybody said, it was very impressive. Mm-hmm. He did an amazing job. And that was just after a couple of years. And just, it's one of those things where we always encourage people that we're not just saying this, everybody, because we need people down there or something. It really is such a benefit, such a gift to yourself to just find things like this, even if it's not community theater, finding something else like that that can be a passion later in life.
You never know what'll happen. That's for sure.
And Al's a great guy. Wish you a good one, Al. Enjoy your day. We do, of course, we will have no show tomorrow or anything. So just looking at tomorrow, all we have on the list is one name, but is a good one. Roger Sweet, celebrating a birthday tomorrow.
Happy birthday, Roger. Tomorrow.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, tomorrow, Roger, of course, a former employee of WFHR in marketing and voice production. Roger's a good guy. He joined us during our 80th anniversary special. And Roger's a good guy.
Nice.
Yeah, enjoy. And anybody celebrating a birthday or anniversary today, tomorrow, we wish you a great one. Taking a look at today's celebrity list, Miley Cyrus is 30.
All right.
She's only 30. She's been around for so long.
It's so weird. It is a little weird. Thank you for this, Seth, because I thought that was just me. I got to say, I know she's had some ups and downs and you know, the social media and all those things, the way it's been for her. I did not realize how talented she is. She is a singer. She can sing.
Oh, yeah.
She can belt it.
She is very talented. And for whatever it's worth, people like Dolly Parton and Carrie Underwood and Cher and a lot of these artists like really like her.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't, not to say that means that we should like her, but just if divas like that appreciate her and think she's talented, who am I to say? If Dolly Parton thinks she's talented, I'm not about to say she isn't. And we don't give artists, people like her, I think, credit when they earn it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's very easy to just kind of pick on the things you don't like. Mm-hmm. I don't have any of her music or anything like that, but
no.
I can sit back. I saw her on SNL, and not only did she act well, she sung well, and she sang her own, she sang for real, didn't have a voice, you know, dubbed or anything like that.
Yeah, right.
That's her real voice. So a lot of credit, a lot of respect for that. Mm-hmm. Chris Hardwick is 51, host of The Walking Dead, recap The Talking Dead. He used to do Comedy Central's At Midnight. Was a great show. He was also, back in the 90s, the host of Singled Out.
Oh, that's right. I knew that name from something.
Mm-hmm. One of the kings of the nerds, really, Chris Hardwick. really knows his stuff, really does. He's very good at the MC stuff and everything, too.
He's very good at hosting.
Mm-hmm. And one of those guys that he can host a show all right. He's one of the good ones at that. Bruce Hornsby is 68 today.
Oh, love Bruce Hornsby.
And then some people, big fan of Bruce Hornsby, singer, songwriter, everything about him, very good. And then just to wrap up our birthday and anniversary club real quick here, Billy the Kid would have been celebrating a birthday on this day in 1859, passed away in 1881. Legendary outlaw, real name, William H. Bonney. A lot of actually cool history about Billy the Kid if you take the time to look into it.
Yes.
Young Guns is a great movie. I love those movies. They are not autobiographical.
Not very historically accurate. I
love those movies, but they're not. No.
No.
That he died at age of 21.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Very young. Yeah, very young. The great Boris Karloff, born on this day in 1887, passed away in 1969, the legend of horror. He was, your kids may know him as the narrator for The Grinch Who Stole Christmas, I mean, just so many other things.
Mm. Another man that only went by one name for a long time, Karloff.
Yes.
That's all they knew.
Yes.
Yep.
And another one who went by one name, the great Harpo Marx, born in the state in 1888, passed away in 1964. Yeah, one of the greats. The Marx Brothers were my guys. I was a big Marx Brothers fan, so big fan of them. We encourage you to celebrate with our friends at Misty's. Get on over there. Wish them a happy day from all of us at WFHR. Right now, joining us on the phone, our good friends from Quality Plus Printing. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Phil, how are you?
Yeah, great. Night at the Opera, Gene, is one of my favorite movies of all time. Marx Brothers.
Oh, yeah. Yes. That is a classic.
You threw a great one at me, Phil. That's actually my papa's favorite movie. That's
really?
Yeah,
oh,
here
I love that one.
He tells me the story these stories that they come up all the time and everything. He tells the story all the time about being a little kid and him and his friend sneaking into the theater just because they wanted to watch the Marx Brothers, and that was the movie that was on, and it's always been his favorite. And there was a girl, Groucho is playing the piano, and there's a woman who comes by to talk to him, and my papa, his whole life had a crush on this lady. Whole life had a crush on her.
Oh, that's great.
He snuck into the movie the next day just so he could see her.
Oh, that's so sweet.
That's a great reference.
There was just nobody better than them.
No. Agreed. Couldn't agree more.
The rapid fire puns that are just zipping by, Oh, my gosh.
Growing up, I've always heard people say, are you a Beatles man or a Stones man? And I've never known anybody that, really liked one more than the other that much. But to me, it's always been, are you a Marx Brothers or a Stooges guy? Which one of those are you? Never. Phil, how are things over at Quality Plus?
Doing awesome. Getting in the spirit, got the Christmas music playing already.
You're one of those.
We're talking about Billy the Kid with Guns. Guns is here working today. So
nice.
Kathy, who does all the bindery work for us in the background, we call her Guns because she always wears sleeveless shirts, and her arms are proved to be. I keep my sleeves on when I'm around her because I'd be embarrassed.
Oh, that's a great one. That's good. I like that. That's a good nickname, too.
So she's Guns, and she comes in and cleans up the back room and does all the dirty work for us, and I'm always happy because at the end of the day, we get a whole bunch of completed work that I get to get out and bill out, and so I tell her I'm happy every time she's here.
Nice.
Because she's just a hard working son of a gun, and we sure appreciate her. But it's the season to appreciate people, right?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes,
blessed to have a great staff here, that's for sure.
What is our word for today, Phil?
Okay, so I'm gonna use the computer on this one, right?
Yeah.
The word today is...
Dowdy.
Did you hear it? Hold on, do it again.
Yeah. Dowdy.
Body?
So I had the computer pronounce it because I wasn't sure.
Okay. Is it body?
Dowdy.
Dowdy. That's it. Okay. I thought they heard a D there. Yeah, Dowdy. Okay. Dowdy. That's a good one.
So Dowdy means to be brave and persistent. It's spelled D-O-U-G-H-T-Y. So it looks like dough. So you put a T-Y on it, and the pronounce is totally different.
Yes,
so
Dowdy. Okay. Yeah.
Dowdy. Ah, yeah.
So,
okay.
We have Dowdy in our... in our quest to make a great printing piece for our customers. Or the morning crew is doughty in their pursuit to get the information out.
That's right.
Wisconsin, right? You
know? Oh, I'm liking all of these, Phil. Those are great. Oh, that's a good one.
The computer says the doughty spirit kept him going.
There you go.
Nice.
Okay. So,
you
know,
nice.
Persistent and after it. I'm thinking a lot of people will be dowdy this weekend in their pursuit of getting gifts.
Mm-hmm. You know? Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, jumping over the top. It's not as bad as it used to be, though, right? I remember like 15, 20 years ago when I was at Staples, and there was like mob scenes there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I actually brought my friend Mike Faith. I don't know if you know him, but
oh, yeah.
He's a great guy. He's a theater guy, too, right?
Mm-hmm.
And his family, and he stands about 5'2". And I remember I wanted to get a scanner back when the day when scanners were first coming out, and he was with me, and he crawled under the pile and grabbed the bottom one.
Oh, that's awesome.
The last one.
That's awesome. That is an awesome story.
I'll never forget that. You know, there's a great big mob, and Mike just went down on the ground and went underneath and grabbed that last scanner before anybody else got it.
If you know Mike, that's not surprising either. That's the kind of guy Mike is. Yeah, that's a great story.
He's a great friend. He's a loyal and tremendous man and an IT genius.
Yes, he is, yeah.
But, he's I'll never forget that. I thought I was going to throw him over the top.
Phil, we appreciate that. I did want to let the audience know, you guys are going to be closed tomorrow, of course, right?
Yeah. Tomorrow and Friday.
Okay, just wanted to make sure. Yeah. But we can encourage you, you know, they're open today, though. Still open today. Yeah. We usually open till about 4, right, Phil?
Yeah, we are. We will be in there. Yeah, we're printing a lot of last-second things for people. But if you have things that you need done, we'll get it done for you. A lot of Christmas items, a lot of thank you cards, a lot of Thanksgiving cards, posters and stuff this week. So it's been a really busy week for us here, kind of hectic, even though it's a short week, because we've been trying to pull off a lot of quick turns for people. And being a small hometown printer, that's what we can do.
Yeah,
and we will send some people your way and keep you busy, Phil. We appreciate the time. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, we got a really neat project I'm going to talk to you about next week that you guys are helping us with. So hopefully I can come spend some time with you next week. And
that's right.
Something we're going to share with the community. So I'm really excited about it.
Very much looking forward to that. Mm-hmm. Always looking forward to Wednesdays. We get to hang out with you guys, Phil. Thanks so much for the time.
Yeah, take care, you guys. Have a great day and a great Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours, Phil. Visit our friends at Quality Plus. They're open right now at 3515 A Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. You can also check out more at their website, qpprinting.com, and be sure to follow them on Facebook, social media. It's a great follow. Buy local, support local, all your printing needs. Get on over to Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out. Mm-hmm. Be sure to join us every Wednesday for the Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Mm-hmm. We will take a quick break, come back, and wrap up the hour with some fun here on Mornings at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth, Melissa, and James here with you. We hope you're having a fantastic Wednesday out there. Thank you so much for joining us, everybody. We've been having some fun talking a lot about different things with Thanksgiving and that, and got a little more of that conversation to continue here. If you're heading out to the store this late in the game, it's possible that you'll struggle to find at least one Thanksgiving staple. But if you're after pies, don't worry. It's very hard to go wrong with pies. A new poll asked 1,000 Americans to rank at least 20 pies based on how much they'd like to see them on Thanksgiving dinner table. On the Thanksgiving dinner table.
Okay.
And according to Seth, they're all wrong. No. not surprisingly, pumpkin pie was number one. 45% of people love it. 37% of people like it. And 23% of people named it their favorite Thanksgiving pie.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Pecan and apple are second and third. Mm-hmm. Then it's sweet potato, chocolate, cherry, and blueberry. It may not be a favorite, but more than 60% of people like or love blueberry. It drops off a bit from there, though. In eighth place, it's a seven-way tie between key lime, banana, coconut, Boston, and peanut butter. Strawberry and lemon meringue wrap things up. Below that is peach and rhubarb.
What?
Wow. Next is cranberry, which is already featured in another Thanksgiving dish. Then butternut squash and marionberry. basically BlackBerry.
Yeah, right.
And if you can't produce any of these 19 pies, supply chain issues, that might be the case. America's 20th favorite pie is pear pie. 8% of people love it. 16% like it, and there is 100% of people will just have to deal with it. I think I knew all these pies. I had no idea there was this many. I never really thought about how many different types of pies there are. I know that this is something that's, you know, just the back of your mind always, Seth, but I had never really thought about this before. I don't, there was a couple in there. What was it? Peanut butter?
Yeah.
There's a peanut butter pie?
Yeah. Yeah. Basically, you can turn anything into a pie.
I guess so.
You really can. I have never had pear pie before. I didn't even know that people made pear pies, but it makes sense because you could, I said, make it out of basically anything, which is one of the great things about pie. I am very sad. I'm very sad to see rhubarb so far on the list.
I knew that was going
to
hit you. I knew that one was going to hit you hard. Yeah,
man,
yeah,
come on, man.
More for you. You know, and there you go.
Get some strawberry and rhubarb together, and then you got the winning combination.
That probably kick it up higher on the list.
See, that wasn't even on there. Just strawberry and separate. You see, you got to put two great things that are better together.
Yeah.
So,
indeed.
You know.
I don't think I've ever had a butternut squash pie.
Yeah, me neither. Yeah.
That would be very similar to pumpkin, I think, because they're all gourds.
I would think so.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now, they would all work fine. You could just.
I mean, mom used to make it basically without the crust like that because she put a scoop of butter and brown sugar in the squash while it's baking.
And you're right. You would just throw a little crust in there and you have yourself another pie. Yeah, that's right.
Do you have a favorite pie, Melissa, or is there one of these that you would like to try?
Well, you know, the ones that traditionally Grandma Ruth would have at her house were, of course, the pumpkin and apple and the blueberry and the cherry, but also banana cream and lemon meringue. So I was waiting to hear those ones in your list. Yeah, she'd make all of those for Thanksgiving.
That's a lot of pie.
Yeah.
That sounds like heaven. How could I choose? I just have one of each.
I don't know if this is heaven or torture for Seth. I can't tell. I don't know which one would be more.
Sadly, the thing I'm most excited about is the fact that I found coconut cream whipped cream in the store here in my town.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. So it's non-dairy whipped cream.
Non-dairy,
that I can enjoy and have on whatever pie I happen to make. or something dessert-like.
Does sound
good. It's not actual pie.
You know, and it's funny because, you know, all the different pies they listed there, I think the cream pies were lower on the list. Those are more like summer type pies, I think. The banana cream and your coconut cream and all that stuff. I think those are more summery things. I like the fruits, especially the ones that are in season at the end of the year, like your apples and pumpkins and all that stuff. That makes more sense for Thanksgiving for obvious reasons. Yeah.
Chocolate or pumpkin? I really, you know, these other ones sound great. I'll try them. But, I mean, honestly, you know, if I'm buying one myself, those are the only two I buy.
There was a pie place in Lake Mill or just in Watertown, Wisconsin, and when we used to live down there, that made this chocolate pecan pie that was, oh, my gosh, it was amazing. Mm. And see, now that's the other thing you can do is you can start mixing and matching with some of these pies together, and you can make some really good stuff.
That would be good. That does sound actually really, really good right there. I don't know why more people don't mix pies, actually, now that you're talking about it.
I'm telling you.
I hadn't really thought about it before, but that does sound really good.
That's why my favorite is strawberry rhubarb, because it's a mixture of two different pies, the sweet and the sour, that's just perfect, and that's why I like it so much.
Does sound pretty darn good.
Have I sold it enough? Okay. Is my check in the mail? Oh, okay,
You have kept your, because I don't think it's common knowledge. They do vote on who's the head of the pie council. So Seth does have to kind of Mark.
I do have to do some work every now and then. Yeah,
get a little bit there and everything. You got to hit the constituents. That's nice. Well done. We have something that does also not just sound really good, but it is very cool. We have the Green Bay giveaway going on right now.
We do.
This is one of the most funnest contests we've ever been a part of.
It is, because it's going on. In fact, guys, we don't have a lot of days left
for
you to enter on this. It's the 28th is the last day to get your name in at one of our four locations. That's Hoozles at the Lakes in Rome, La Taqueria and Jennings here in Rapids, and Piggly Wiggly in Nacoosa. Go to one of those places over the weekend. You know you're going to have to get some shopping done anyway. And like in Nacoosa, go to Piggly Wiggly. You want to go out for some food. Tomorrow, we all know we're eating at home or at your family or whatever.
Yeah.
What are you going to do on Friday? We're going to go to Jennings or La Taqueria. That's what you're going to do. Yeah. And then you can put your thing in there too. Just a reminder that there's one registration per person per location. And you're entered in a chance to win not only a $50 gift card from each one of those locations, but you also the grand prize, which is two tickets to the January 1st game, the Packers versus the Vikings. Club tickets for that. So this is it, everybody. Just got a few days left. Get those names in there. We want a whole bunch of names. We're looking forward to drawing the winner on this, which is going to be, the winner will be announced on November 30th.
Cannot wait. Mm. That is going to be so much fun to be able to announce that winner. Looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
Buy local, support local, stop at all these businesses. Get your name in that Dropbox and be sure to say hi to the staff. Check out things. Get some great stuff in you with the great places you get to visit and everything. Mm-hmm. It's a really nice getting. We appreciate everybody working so hard on this one. A big thank you to all those businesses hosting these boxes for us and everything. Mm-hmm. It's a fun one. Thanks everybody for playing along
Indeed.
With us. That's going to be a good game too.
Yes, it will be.
I mean, I like that we can pretty much guarantee that's going to be a good game.
We do not know what's going to happen.
No.
We can guarantee that part.
Got more sports to talk about real quick here. At 12:30 today, Wisconsin men's basketball versus Dayton, part of the Battle for Atlantis tournament. And on our sister station, WIRI, 4:30, you'll have Marquette taking on Georgia Tech. That's going to be a good one, and that is part of the Rocket Mortgage tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if Wisconsin wins, they'll be on at 9 a.m. tomorrow. If they lose, they'll be on at 2. Either way, they will be playing tomorrow here at this on WFHR.
Mm-hmm.
And then a little bit later on Thursday night, the Jim Leonard Show. Join us at 6:05 for the head coach of your Wisconsin Badger football team.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
On Friday, Wisconsin should be continuing on in that tournament.
Yep.
On our sister station, WIRI, we've got the Cranberry Classic. Assumption taking on Nacoosa as part of the Cranberry Classic. Randy and Don going to call that one. You know it's going to be a good game.
Yeah.
And you had me at Cranberry Classic. And on Saturday at 12:30, Wisconsin football hosting Minnesota, the battle for Paul Bunyan's axe.
Always a fun game. I love that. That's one of those great things.
I love that about college football, and I love that game because it's always a good game. You can almost guarantee it.
Yep.
That's going to be a great one. Keep in mind, everybody, we will none of our original content on the radio tomorrow. We have the day off. WFHR will air Up North News from 7 to 8 and the Earl Ingram Show from 8 to 11. On Thursday and Friday, also keep in mind, Civic Media programs will be best ofs due to the holidays and not have live shows. But we here at WFHR will be back on Friday.
Yes, we will.
Seth and I will be running the morning show together. Yep. We got a couple of great guests to wrap up the week on Friday. Our friends from Family Natural Foods will be with us in Morning Magazine in Part 1. And in Part 2, the best Christmas ever, Jan Peronto and Matt Tranel going to join us.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Yeah. Stick around. Plenty to come up coming at you in the 9 o'clock hour here on Mornings at WFHR.